The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armaith, MD, is patient Jacinth, J-A-C-I-N-T-H, Orlando, O-R-L-A-N-D-O. This is a triple exercise stress test. Call to your care associates. Letterhead file, EST, space, Orlando, space, J. Tremor exercise stress test date of examination 8/26/22. Referring physician Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaith, MD. New paragraph. Clinical indication: 54-year-old female with history of hypertension for stress test on medication. Parentheses: lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 milligrams and Toprol-XL 25 milligrams. Close parentheses. Period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition. Period. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure: colon 130 over 85. Period. Baseline heart rate: 82 beats per minute. Period. New paragraph. Patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 163, parentheses, 98% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 172 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28036, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, but with a plateau at peak stress and some improvement in blood pressure compared to her blood pressure response to stress compared to her prior stress test. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker with borderline residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure 108 over 68 and a heart rate of 103 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs with trigeminy. There were isolated VPCs as well as ventricular trigeminy starting 3 minutes into the recovery and extending to the end of the recovery period. Correction. There were VPCs with trigeminy 3 minutes into recovery, with isolated VPCs continuing into the end of the recovery period. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, tremor exercise stress test to 98% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, significantly improved from her prior stress test and potentially related to current medication. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, but with a plateau at peak stress suggesting some blunting on medication and with improvement in her blood pressure response to stress compared to her prior stress test. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with improvement in inappropriate tachycardia on her current beta blocker and with only borderline residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period, also improved from her prior stress test. 5, there were VPCs with trigeminy at 3 minutes into recovery, with isolated VPCs continuing until the end of the recovery period, but there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaith, MD.